Well, this morning I have a very timely word that I want to share with you. It's kind of a spin-off of Thanksgiving that we just experienced on Thursday, but it's a time where people are struggling through a lot of different things because it brings back family memories, loss of a loved one, health challenges, things that we're going through. So to begin with, the past Thursday was Thanksgiving, as all of us know. It's a time where most of us gather with family and friends to give thanks to God for the many blessings that we have in our own lives. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of love and sharing our personal life stories with each other. And of course, there's always the typical Thanksgiving meal, the big turkey on the table and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and gravy and all of your favorite dishes and traditions that each of us have as a family. But you know what? It's not always a joyous time for many people due to family struggles, the loss of a loved one, perhaps health battles, financial struggles, and sometimes severe depression. God's word tells us in the book of James, James 1, verses 2 through 4, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces what? Perseverance, patience. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything." Now, those are words of confidence that we can take because they're truth and they're God's words. Brother Nathan, would you go ahead and open us up in prayer over the sermon?
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to come into your presence, dear Lord, to hear from your word what you have for us today. I pray, dear Lord, that you would anoint both the message and the messenger this morning. Allow us to take it and apply it to our lives. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for your grace this morning. It's difficult when you're doing everything, the worship and that, but you know what? I figure it's an honor. It's an honor to serve God in whatever capacity that we can. And I certainly thank each and every person, my brother Nathan there for his word this morning, his teaching, and he will be teaching tonight at 6 o'clock. So if you can make this evening service, Nathan always brings something very, very special. We're going to start today in the book of Exodus, a story. So if you'll open up your Bibles to chapter 17 of Exodus, we see a battle. We see a battle here, and it's described this way. We see the battle of Amalek from the eyes of Joshua and Moses. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hand became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hand, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Now, why do I start there? This story gives us an example that in times of battle, where others lift us up through God's strength and power to overcome every obstacle in our life, we need that reassurance that He goes before us. God always goes before us. For many of us, we have that go-to person. When we need some help, when we need prayer, when we need comfort, we may go to a family member or spouses or friends, the pastor or mentors, for guidance and for direction in our lives, right? That's a natural instinct, is that when we can't do it ourselves, we're seeking for anybody that can lend us a hand. But I'm here to tell you that God is the one who knows your needs in times of uncertainty. Right. You can be assured of that. Two of my favorite Bible scriptures are found in the book of Psalm. If you open up the book of Psalm, Psalm 34 in particular. I had a counselor many years ago, a former director over at a mission in Redding, California. He said, "I want you to put these two verses in the front of your Bible, write it on a piece of note or write it in your Bible." And Psalm 34, 4 says, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." Notice it doesn't say some, It says, all my fears. And then if we go down three verses, Psalm 34, 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
Amen.
Those are words of promises to you. And I can't tell you how many times in my life I have read those prayers out loud, only to find peace and comfort through my most difficult, challenging times. Like you, and like many of us here, we're all going through challenges unique to each individual in this room. The Lord is always there, remember, in times of joy, and he's also there in times of sorrow. He alone is the comforter and healer through the gift of the Holy Spirit that lives within every born-again believer. That's our comforter, right? That's our power source. When we call on him, he hears our prayers. Pastor Carey has been teaching recently in the book of Romans, and that's a great place for us to start today. So I'd like you to open up your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Chapter 8, in particular, verses 37 through 39. Paul writes to us with this source of encouragement. Yet in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This brings us to ask ourselves a fundamental question. Is God there during my most difficult times? Well, Philippians 4, verse 13 answers that question, and it says, I can do all things through who? Christ, who strengthens me. Notice that the word says all things, not some, all things through Christ. Wow. We need to tap into the power of the source of Christ who lives in us, and that's through the gift of the Holy Spirit. You're never alone. He's always there for you. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Paul tells us, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is what? Faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to what? Bear it. That's a promise from God. Those temptations can consume us at times. We can get so caught up in, oh, the poor me, and oh, look at what I'm going through. This is terrible and horrible. And remember that God does not give you things beyond what you can bear. That's a promise to you. Understanding how we get help from God when in trouble, in a difficult time or situation, can help us live with joy and peace. And I don't think there's a person in this room that doesn't want joy and peace. Amen?
Amen.
I want to share with you some key insights today that will offer comfort and assurance during the most difficult challenges we all face. And I'm going to share a little story at the end of our message today, too, about a man that was brought into my life, actually 5 years ago. The topic is God Will See You Through This. It's a book that he wrote, and I'll share more about that in a few minutes. God uses difficult times to shape us and make us more like Christ. That's that time that he starts to mold us. He starts to shape our character. He does things that you and I can't naturally do. We can understand that God is there in every difficult time and helps us because the Bible says God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in what? Trouble. Amen? The Lord allowed those challenging hours, days, and years to turn you into the person he wants you and I to become. Each unique. God says that you and I, we are a masterpiece. And where does it say that? Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship. In other words, he created us in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That's an encouraging promise. And we see that we are a new creation when we accept Jesus Christ and ask him into our life. And that's found in 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is a verse that most of us have memorized or remember quite well. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. All things have been created new. Hallelujah. It means that God has a plan for us, for you and me, and challenging times can make us into beautiful persons of character and integrity. It's called integrity building. God wants us to get stronger. He wants to push us to those limits so we realize that we can't do it in our own strength, and we cry out and we turn to him. That's the purpose. God's plan is not always going to be easy and comfortable. How many of you know that? Often it includes this, and it includes a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. God is still on his throne. He doesn't lose control when life gets complicated. He's the one that keeps it all in control. So how do you know that God helps you through your difficulties? Well, he is there. He's always there. He's waiting to comfort you and help you to get through whatever you are going through. And there's a wonderful book in the Bible that gives us a lot of comfort. The book of Psalms, right? The book of Psalms. Psalm 145:13 says, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. So you can see that God keeps his promise because he is entirely trustworthy and he's gracious. Thank goodness for grace and mercy abundantly. The Bible also gives us a lot of promises about how we can count on God, who is there for us when we go through difficult times. God will never leave us alone. He'll never abandon us. Look in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I hope it clarifies that God is in your difficult times to help. He's there, whether you believe it or not, because he keeps his promise to save you from anything that comes against us. I don't know about you, but that's encouragement to me. That's a sense of peace and hope. Here are some of the ways that God helps us in those difficult times. Number one, he may comfort you or give you strength. That's one option. Second, he may give you a song or a scripture verse to lift your spirit. When you really press in, have you ever had God refer you to his word, and you go to a specific scripture, you hear that little voice? I do. He may also surround you with caring friends and family who strengthen and uplift you. In other words, he may bring people into your life at that specific time. He may send someone to say the right word at exactly that right time that you needed to hear. Has anybody had that experience? I have. Wow, that's what I needed right now. That's encouraging. That's a God thing. He may give you people who can be willing to listen when others don't have the time. You ever had somebody say, oh, I'll pray for you? He may help you find peace and comfort amidst the chaotic feelings while dealing with the challenging situation. So he may give you supernatural ways to cope with it. God may even take away your difficult circumstances that you're going through, if that is the best thing for you and your relationship to grow with him. God has a way of testing our patience. And when we pray for patience, we always hear, well, be careful what you're praying for, because God will test you. How many of you have a report card when you were in school? Okay. Have you looked at your report card with God recently? Are there some areas on your report card that you need to work on? Are you getting straight A's? That's sometimes very important for us to take a look at. He is there for us during troubles, but we must remember that God sees things from the bigger picture. He looks at the whole picture. Even when we cannot see it ourselves, God sees it. He knows what he's got prepared for you. Our life here is temporary, but eternity is forever. And we must make sure that we are ready for eternity by having a close relationship with Jesus Christ and by doing his will for us. God shapes us. He begins to sanctify us, to get us more Christ-like, to prepare the bride. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? However, honestly, it is difficult. But we can rest because God loved us and he can help us in any situation. And I do mean any situation that comes. So I'm going to give you very quickly today 8 different explanations of how God helps us to get through those times that are the most challenging and difficult for us. Just a show of hands, how many of you right now are going through a difficult time? I am. I have a father who was up last night for 4 hours. I didn't think I was going to get any sleep. And my wife, my dear wife, went out, got him to set up for a while out in the living room, and she fell asleep. When I left to come to church this morning, she was asleep there. There was my dad. And it's been a challenging time. He has a catheter in yet, and it's hard for him to understand what's going on. But God gives us strength, and that's the first step. Here's the 8 different explanations. One is God gives us strength. We all face times where we feel weak and we're unable to make it through the day. Sometimes you just feel exhausted. You don't know where to turn. Those are the times in our lives where we all need a little help. God will come in and give you the strength to overcome. But it is up to us to allow him to help us and to take his hand. That's the criteria. It's up to us to allow him to do that and to take us by the hand. He will never force us except his assistance in any way. So in other words, he's not going to force you to do it. We have free will, don't we? And it's our choice whether or not we will take the time out of our busy schedule to pray to him and ask for help. Do you realize the most important thing that we can do is come with a heart of repentance and to pray? That's where it all starts. I often hear people say, oh, I want revival. I want revival. We need revival in this nation. This is what we need. And I have to turn to that person and say, we'll never see revival until we repent from our sins and turn to him. He's looking for that in us as well. His love and compassion will give us hope. That's the second thing. We may say, God is our hope. That's true. He's the one who gives us inspiration and the strength to face the challenges day to day. His love and compassion give us the courage to keep moving forward despite everything. Well, what did Jesus say in the book of Matthew? Matthew 6, 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. If you're like me, I worry. I start to think about things. Well, what if? And my wife is so good. She's a tough one. She'll come to me and she says, Terry, what does God tell us to do? I said, to pray. Let's pray. That's what it takes. That's what we need. But there's hope. Therefore, instead of worrying about what might happen tomorrow, we should trust the Lord, who's the giver of hope, and he's the sustainer of life, right? He's our God, and he's a mighty God. The Bible tells us that Jesus has overcome the world. Look at John 16, 33. I love this verse. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power that lives within you and me today. What happened on the cross was not some fluke. It was God's plan. Jesus willingly sacrificed his own body for our sins. And that same power lives in us. Oh, that gets me excited. And if you know him as your Savior, you're an overcomer. And he describes it so well in 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. And what is it? Our faith. Our faith. Our victory does not come from within ourselves, but through what? Faith in Jesus Christ. It's our faith. No matter how great or how small our circumstances may be, there is always hope with God. God gives us inner peace to understand the difficulties. Inner peace is a great gift that He provides. That peace also helps us understand the difficult situation and give us the suitable action. We all have that time when we can't understand what's going on. Why is this happening to me? Have you been there? I have. In that time, if we pray to God, He gives us inner peace to understand the situation and do the right thing. In other words, we can say that we can take suitable action when we tap into the power source, and that is praying to God. But sometimes we still can't understand the situation because our negative thoughts and our emotions, it just gets in the way. It's that little devil whispering in your ear, "Oh, Terry, you can't do this. It's bad news." I'm here to tell you that God is a God of love, and He desires nothing but to draw you closer to Him. He has touched my life, and He's touched you in this room. He gives us peace in the midst of them, and relaxation will help us through them and give us wisdom to know what to do. Well, what does that say? Philippians 4:7 tells us, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I'm giving you a message today of hope. I'm giving you a message of promises that our God is faithful. He's there for you and He's there for me always. It means that God's presence can give us everlasting peace through all difficulties in our life, no matter what they may be. Now, God also removes our burdens. Sometimes you may worry about overcoming the difficulty, but suddenly it may disappear and you wonder why. Maybe God made that happen. God has a remarkable way of removing things from our lives when the time is right. And I preface that, when the time is right. Have you ever cried out and asked for the same thing, the same prayer again and again and again, and you don't get a response, and you're saying, "Why, Lord, aren't you hearing me? It's not the right time, son. It's not the right time, daughter. In my time." And then you come to experience that when that time does come, it was more glorious than what you could have ever imagined, because it's in His time and not our time. Amen? His time is always greater than our time. Look at Psalm 68:19. "Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens." Sometimes those things are burdens we couldn't carry on our own. And other times, their habits, their addictions, their vices that we didn't even know were there. But eventually, God will remove them all. The Bible says God is our refuge and strength, and He is present everywhere to help us in trouble. Therefore, we do not need to fear. Somebody know, how many times is fear mentioned in the Bible? 365 times. One for every day of the year. Don't fear. Seek Him. God helps us to be calm. Number 5, God helps us to be calm. Many times in life, when the situations seem beyond our control, you start to lose sleep. You start to feel anxious. You have anxiety over the outcome of something. God is always within us, even in those times. He knows what we need and want so that we can be sure He will help us be calm in our difficult times. Now that's tough, isn't it? We have to wait a little more until we understand how important it is to be calm in difficult times. It's important time for us to return again to those words, repentance and prayer. Repentance and prayer. Sometimes we'll see that God has already shown us calm when the situations come. But in other times, it takes a lot longer for us to understand being quiet during those challenging moments in our life. Doesn't God say, "Be still and know that I am God"? Amen. Be still and know that I am God. In such times, we can always pray to God for guidance and help and trust that he will help us through every situation. Number six, God comforts us through his people. Sitting in this room is a lot of saints. There are a lot of people around you that you can go to during a difficult situation. Now, if Carrie was here, Carrie is usually the one that somebody's going to want to talk with after the message. People are here for you to lift you up. We may think, where's God? Why doesn't he bring me out of this pain? Then we realize that God is helping us through people, especially. We see them as angels who comfort us and make us feel better. I'll share a little bit of a personal story with you at the end. God gives us people to help us. It can be highly comforting to us, and you're not alone in your struggle. There are people in this room that have gone through many of the same things that we experience that are here to help you walk through it. Sometimes friends, family, or unknown people will come alongside you and help you through a difficult time with words of encouragement, strength, and practical help that you didn't think of. I often hear people say, well, I need to go to my mom and dad. And if your mom and dad aren't there, who do you go to? You need to go to God. Go to God. He'll bring people in your path. And he has exactly the right time and the right place. I know. I've experienced it myself. And you can too. Sometimes God also helps provide answers that we totally did not expect. It came out of the clear blue. Anybody had that happen? I didn't see this one coming. And boom, there it was. Number seven, God teaches us valuable life lessons. Now you hear what I'm saying there? He teaches us valuable life lessons. Remember earlier I said, take a look at your report card with God. Where are you? Terry, empathy. I could do a lot better on that. I'm at a C, maybe a C plus, but I need to be better on that. Okay, Terry, that's good. How about integrity? Oh, I told somebody a lie last week. Maybe I need to work on that. Or drawing close to God, spending prayer time with him. Oops, I forgot today to pray to God. Look at our report card. Because when he comes back, and he is coming back, you want to have a good report card. Amen? We want to hear those words that I sang about a little while ago in our worship. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Amen? We should understand that God can put the right people in our lives at exactly the right time, and he knows what we need even before we ask him for it. Here's a quick little story. When I was going through a battle with alcohol addiction for many, many years, back in 2010, my mother had just passed away. I gave the message at her memorial, and one day, 2 months later, I just fell to pieces. I felt so empty inside. And I grabbed a bottle of wine, and I went down the street about a block and a half away, and I sat under an oak tree, opened the bottle of wine, and just proceeded to cry in my own bottle of wine. And guess what? About 15 minutes later, here comes a cop car that pulls up by the curb. And I'm like, nobody ever comes over here. We live on a cul-de-sac. Nobody's ever here. Here's this cop car. And he gets out of the car and walks up to me. He said, hi, is that your bottle? I said, yes. He said, why are you sitting there drinking wine? You're on public property right now. And I said, well, I just lost my mother, and I needed some time away. He said, where do you live? And I said, just down the street, about a block and a half. He says, hold on. And they go, and they always go back to the car, and they call in to make sure you don't have a warrant or anything else. He came back. He said, well, he said, you recently had a DUI a couple of years ago. And you're sitting on public, he says, put your hands behind you. And they arrested me for being drunk in public. And the only reason I was sitting there is because I was mourning over the loss of my mother. And when I sat in that jail, I woke up the next day, and God spoke to me in a mighty powerful way. And I always wondered, where did that cop come from? Do you know, I came to find out that I had an angel in my life. It was a pastor that I knew that had come over to visit me at my house and instead saw me sitting out on that block with a bottle of wine, and he called the police. You know why? That's what God told him to do. I needed some tough love. Isn't it interesting how God works? Pretty incredible. And thank goodness I have 14 years of sobriety today. Praise God. I don't want to go back. God teaches us valuable life lessons. Look at Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God always does that. His desire is for us to trust him more than we already do and to rely on his strength instead of our own. Not yours, but his. But by his. And finally, God helps us through difficult times by bringing brand new things. He brings new things in our life. Look at Isaiah 43:19. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It means that whether you are going through a job loss or a health challenge or another difficult situation, there are often blessings and new opportunities in disguise from God. It's up to you and I to spot them. It's up to us to see the new things. So whatever situation you are faced with today, don't worry. I'm telling you, God will see you through it. God is with you. Some of the inspiration I had on this word today came from my own personal experience. In the fall of 2019, one of my clients referred me to a man named Dr. Jim Garlow. And Jim was a pastor of a mega church for many years down in San Diego, 7,000 member congregation for a long, long time, very well known. He was a speaker, he was an author, he had written many books, and he was referred to me. I called him and talked with him on the phone, and he asked me if I could come on board and help him with a new endeavor. He had started an organization called Well-Versed. Well-Versed was bringing biblical principles of governance to government leaders and the people who elect them. So I studied it, went back and looked. He says, I've got a new book that I'm just putting out, Terry. I want to ask you, can you help me build a website for this? I said, sure. What's the name of it? He said, God will see you through this. 26 lessons I learned from the Father through the joys and the hurts of everyday life. That was his book. He has 26 chapters in there. We built the website. You can go out there and you can look at it today. It's called GodWillSeeYouThroughThis.com. And I put together 26 recorded videos that Dr. Garlow did. And anything that you can think of that you're going through, you're going to find in that message. It's powerful. It's important. But I often wonder, why? Why? Well, this is what Dr. Garlow says in my stories. My prayer is that you will see a bit of your story too. And as I said above, my purpose is not writing to focus on me, but on God. Specifically, that even in the worst times, the most painful of this seasons, God is there for you and for me. My story here will cover 26 lessons that God taught me through some of life's toughest experiences. There were many more principles, but I chose these 26 for now. And what I did learn from this moment is that God has, does, and will get me through this. And what's more and most exciting, and this is the message I give to you today, is that God doesn't want to just help me survive, but he wants me to thrive. Amen. He wants me to thrive. And he will do the same for you. He wants to heal you and bring you to a place way beyond your this, to a place where you live out of his destiny for your life. That was powerful. And I know that God placed that man in my life today. I just talked with him yesterday. He was on his way to Belgium. He's going over there to speak to, I think, 30-some nations, the flag of nations, and talk about biblical principles of government. He's a joy. But God has the right timing to place people in your life too that will do the same thing for you. To summarize today, there's no doubt that our lives can be challenging at times, right? I know that some of you right now are going through one of the most difficult times in your life. I know. because there's a lot of us here. And the world sometimes can be a very difficult place to be in. At the same time, we can turn to God for help. And he wants to assist us. He wants to reassure us today. We should understand that God helps us in times of difficulty different in every person. We're all unique. He doesn't do it the same way. We're unique people. God may help you come to terms with what is happening. He may also guide you to change your circumstances to give you the strength and resources to carry on. He may change those things so we can experience God's presence and help in many, many different ways. What if I told you every evil you suffer, you and I, every evil we suffer, all our pain, including every adversity, alienation, abandonment, false accusation you endure, was part of his good and sovereign purpose? What if I told you that? You'd say, you're crazy, Terry. That doesn't sound like my God. Well, for the child of God, that is precisely what he has told us. The Bible gives us example after example and testimony after testimony of God's faithfulness towards his people. The loyal love of the Lord never fails. Your love never fails, Lord. The Bible gives us an example of a testimony after testimony that we can just count on, that we can go to. The story that we started off with today about the story of Joshua in the battle and how Moses had to have two people lift up his arms, put a stone behind him so that they could succeed and the Israelites could win the battle. I'm here today to tell you that God does that. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about with suffering and pain. And with Joseph in the Bible, in the book of Genesis 50, verse 20, there's a story there about the brothers coming back and experiencing Joseph, okay? Genesis 50, verse 20, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." That's a great story. Years of heartache pour through Joseph's tearful words in Genesis 50. You remember his travails, his trust, reflection on sitting in the Egyptian prison, thinking of all the years of estrangement and betrayal by his brothers who threw him in a pit. Imagine the loneliness, not understanding what the Lord and his sovereignty was about to do. Yet he became the second most powerful man in Egypt. Wow. Joseph confessed his confidence in God, who never left his side and controlled every detail of his life to fulfill his good promises. Now, when we think about that story of Joseph, if God can do that with Joseph, can he do that with you and I? Of course he can. And I'm here to tell you that God will see you through this. Take hope in that. As we close, I want to ask if there's anyone today that has never accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. If everybody would just close your eyes. If that's you, would you raise your hand? I'd love to pray for you. Anyone at all?